Hello, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another event. I am here to talk to you about the new moon in Cancer. So I wanted to start this lesson off with another passage from Mark Nepo's The Book of Awakening. I warned you in the last lesson, you're going to be getting a lot of excerpts from this book because it's just amazing, and I highly, highly suggest that you order it, have it for yourself if you haven't already. It's really beautiful. So I found a passage that I thought was extremely appropriate for this event. I will get through the passage first, and then I will go into what this new moon represents. So, this passage is called, What We Bring Along. A river doesn't hold all the water that passes through it. In our journey through time, we all struggle constantly with what to bring along and what to leave behind. It feels so hard to throw anything away, but if we don't, we will drown underneath a weight of our own making. The river is a good model. It doesn't own the water that rushes by, yet it couldn't be in more intimate relationship to it, as the force of what moves through shapes it. It is the same with everything we love. In truth, there is no point to holding on to the deepest things that matter, for they have already shaped us. The purpose of sentiment, then, is to release the power feelings that sleep within us. Sometimes books and cards and shells and dried flowers do this. But often we carry more than we need, seldom trusting that what these small treasures represent is already living within us. Often the most useful gift we can give ourselves is to lay our lives open like a river. This passage is so appropriate, one, because it uses the metaphor of water, and Cancer is a water sign. We're having a new moon, a lunar event in the sign of water. The moon is water energy. And here we are. We're finding ourselves in July of 2020. It is always important for you to understand where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. So really, really quickly, because I feel that a lot of you have heard me talk about this before, and for those that are new on here, I want to make sure that you understand what I'm talking about as a whole. Last year, especially within the last 18 months, we have been redefining our sense of home. And we have come to realize that our home is far more than the place where we live. It is how we nourish ourselves. It is our body, how we nourish our body, the types of relationships that we allow in our lives, the way we nourish our relationships and the way that they nourish us. Even the definition of nourishment has come to a full-blown redefinition because a really, really profound part of us has been transformed, okay? So here we have this new moon in Cancer, the first new moon after this eclipse season that really shifted our perspective towards life in a way that we perhaps didn't think was possible. A shift in perception is a miracle. And if we shift our perception as to what we're capable of, as to the types of relationships that we want to have, as to the type of home that we want to have within us and outside of us, then it requires that we show up to life differently. And that can make us uncomfortable. So that's this new moon in a nutshell, but I'm going to go in aspect by aspect so that you are fully aware of what this is going to represent for the next 6 months, okay? It's important to understand that unlike eclipses, new moons that are outside of eclipses don't necessarily bring anything to us. They require us to act. So this new moon in Cancer is a really great new moon to set intentions for something that you want to birth, for something that you want to come from within you. So again, let's take this aspect by aspect. One of the most important aspects that this new moon is having it's its opposition to Pluto. And I'm starting here because, again, it represents where we've been. Pluto is currently retrograde in Capricorn, and it's at 25 degrees Capricorn. This is the degree that Pluto was at in January of 2020. So this means that really from that time to now, our sense of home has transformed drastically. And here we have this new moon in Cancer that it's out of eclipses, still facing that Pluto energy, that transformative Pluto energy that is meant to transform our structures, transform what we're building our life on, and tell us, here's Pluto and this new moon are face to face, and they're having a conversation. Pluto, in its almighty, powerful, transformative stance, is in front of very feminine, receptive energy. And when you think about this picture, if you envision it, you might think that this powerful Pluto energy will overpower this feminine energy, but not so much. Cancer energy, because of all of the transformation that has happened over the last 18 months, Cancer energy representing home is now much stronger, has much more profundity. It understands that in order to nourish self, to nourish others, which it tends to do very, very easily, it needs to have healthy boundaries. So here, this new moon, this feminine energy is standing in front of this almost Darth Vader-like persona, right? Almost this Darth Vader character. And it's not afraid. It's not afraid of the transformation that continues to happen, because at this point, we have all been through enough to recognize that we have our own sense of home within, that we have safe space within us to come back to, regardless of whether or not the picture ahead of us looks clear. So that is the new moon in opposition to Pluto. Another aspect that this new moon has is its square, or a 90-degree angle, to Chiron in Aries. Chiron in Aries represents this karmic wound. And in Aries, it is the sting that comes from our process of individuation. What is the sting that is coming up for you as you evolve into your new individual self? And so a square in astrology is when two planetary bodies are at a 90-degree angle from one another. A square a lot of times is described as a bad thing, and it's not. A square, if anything, is a catalyst for change. There is an interaction, there is a pressure that tells you, you have this newly found sense of home, new moon in Cancer. How does that encourage, enhance, nurture, nourish your process of individuation? Chiron in Aries. And so this tension that is within us can cause a little bit of a sting, can cause a little bit of pain, because like the passage that I read at the beginning of the audio, we are constantly struggling with what to bring along and what to leave behind. And look, this doesn't mean that this with this new moon, you have to intention to leave a lot behind. You can, but the thing is that those things that are not meant to align with your new moon intentions, my loves, they will find their way out of your lives by the end of the year, okay? So understand that the focus, really, the focus for this new moon, regardless of where it falls in your chart, is the self, is us. Because by each person, by each individual taking care of themselves, we now cultivate a much healthier environment and collective. We are finally beginning to understand our codependent dynamics, our dynamics not just in romantic relationships, but also with our parents. We are finally understanding how these codependent dynamics even manifest in our workplace. So when we can understand these things that have become so clear to us over the last 6 months, when we can step back and take a look at these issues, if you will, from a distance, we begin to recognize the power of choice. So this Chiron in Aries is the sign of the courageous warrior, the sign that reminds us that sometimes life requires risks in order for us to recognize what we're made of. And a lot of times that doesn't have to look like anything drastic. What it does have to look like is like something you haven't done before that perhaps makes you a little nervous, but you know that it's for your well-being. And my loves, at this point in time, we know exactly what is for our well-being. We are coming out of an intense eclipse season that took place in May and June. Mercury is finally, it has been out of retrograde, but it's finally even out of its shadow. So there is no doubt what we need to do at this point, the types of seeds that we need to plant, the types of intentions that we need to set, and all around the theme of what cultivates my sense of home. Another aspect that this new moon is making, which is really, really important, is the fact that it's creating a trine to Neptune in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces represents, in a very ethereal manner, in a very metaphysical way, it represents the connection to all, that we are everything and nothing, that we are all one, and that there is higher consciousness that supersedes human consciousness. Okay? Now, I know that that sounds very far-fetched. It's a little abstract, and I understand that. So how can we understand it in our very human rationale, right? This new moon is giving us the permission to dream and dream big. Neptune in Pisces is probably the one factor in the zodiac that represents boundlessness, lack of boundaries. So when it comes to lacking boundaries in a healthy way, this is the perfect way to dream big. This is what gives us the opportunity to believe before we see, to really imagine what we can be, where we can be, and my loves, not too far away from now, 6 months from now. Because this new moon on July 9th, this new moon in Cancer opens up a 6-month energetic window that ends with a full moon in Cancer on January 22nd, 2022. And at that time, we're going to have Jupiter, the planet of expansion, luck, higher consciousness, in the sign of Pisces. So this new moon creating a beautiful connection, a very dreamy, compassionate, healing connection to Neptune and Pisces is telling us that if we follow our dreams, however scary they may feel, we are in a way attending to the call of our soul, of our heart. And we are accepting that we are divinely guided. For those of you who have heard my past lessons, when I was talking about the eclipses that we had in May and June, I said that the reason that Pisces energy was so strong during those eclipses, the reason why it seemed that we lacked clarity is because our cognitive and rational mind needed to take a back seat so that we could connect with this Piscean energy that reminds us to connect to soul, to spirit, and to something greater. This is us, for instance, manifesting from a place of meditation, from a place of visualization, from a place of where we actually journal the things that we want. It's very magical. But in order for us to manifest from that space without chasing, without having to chase, because remember, this is Cancer energy. This is feminine energy. Feminine energy allows and receives. Yes, there is a certain amount of work and consistency that we're going to have to do from now till 6 months out. Absolutely. But what we drop are the expectations of how things should be. And like the passage that I read at the beginning of the audio, it is about understanding that we don't have to hold on to anything because we are already in the process of manifestation. I am not one to be about positive affirmations and just positive energy and, you know, the secret. No, that's not what I'm about. And I think that for those of you who have been with me long enough, you know that. Plus, my Capricorn mind will not let me do that. But I do believe in the power of intention, in the power of meditation. And I 100% believe that we are always connected and guided by divine energy. And May and June served to reinforce that for some of us and served to completely introduce that for others that are not so much connected with that energy. All right. Now, another major aspect of this new moon is the fact that we have the new moon in Cancer creating a sextile to Uranus and Taurus. If the connection between the new moon and Pisces is telling us to dream big, use our imagination, and believe that we are divinely guided, the connection to Uranus further emphasizes that theme, because Uranus is the liberator of structures. It is the planet that liberates us by shaking things up, and in Taurus, it's shaking things up that make us feel comfortable. So, if dreaming big makes you feel uncomfortable, dare to dream big and step out of your comfort zone. If being creative in a particular way makes you feel uncomfortable, dare to be uncomfortable and lean into that creativity. If having certain types of relationships that are not monogamous makes you feel uncomfortable, but something inside of you is calling to lean into that, then by all means do it. The point is that we connect to the calling of our heart now. Now. This is because the cosmic lovers, Venus and Mars, are currently conjunct in the sign of Leo, the sign of the heart, the sign of love, the sign of integrity, what rings true to our heart. So over the last couple of weeks, I have been posting about what rings true to your heart, asking you certain questions. What is important to you now? What are you willing to put your time, energy, and effort into? How does your creativity shine? Are you allowing yourself to blossom? Are you allowing yourself to shine for exactly for who you are? The reason for that is that it was all leading up to this new moon in Cancer. Look, if you noticed in 2020, a lot of relationships ruptured. That was because the cosmic lovers, both Mars and Venus, which indicate or represent the balance between feminine and masculine energy within us and outside of us, those two did not have very many friendly connections last year. So that means that relationships were not connecting. And those relationships that were connecting had to work really hard to be on the same page. So this year, it's different. Mars and Venus have transited the zodiac without being too far apart from one another, which, if you notice, new relationships are flourishing. The relationship with ourself is better. The relationship with ourself is different. How we relate to others is different. We're much clearer about how we want to relate. And look, whenever I talk about relationships, as a rule of thumb, I would like for you to first and foremost think about the relationship with yourself. Because ultimately, Mars and Venus in the zodiac represents the balance of feminine and masculine energy within us. And then, however those two are in our charts, however they interconnect with one another, will manifest into how we relate to others. So in this case, the fact that the two cosmic lovers are in the sign of love, of the heart, of integrity, of expressing our genuine self in Leo, means that that's exactly what we are meant to do. And because Leo is not a shy sign, we know what that is. Therefore, we are not meant to be shy with our genuine expression, because that genuine expression is now nourishing our internal self of being, our internal sense of home. Leo energy is the sign of joy. So when we lean into our genuine expression, that feeds our soul, that feeds our feminine energy. We are creating, we are birthing something that comes from this genuine space within. And look, when I say create or birth, I don't necessarily mean a project or a baby or anything that has to do with the arts even. I am saying creating and birthing and cultivating a life that is genuine to you. This is so important because at the same time that we have this new moon, we have to remember that Saturn and Uranus are still at a 90 degree angle from one another. They're squaring one another. And so this is about the ongoing theme of 2021. What used to be safe no longer is. What used to feel like home no longer is. How are you going to build from a different space within you? The fact that we have Mars and Venus in Leo creating an opposition to Saturn and a square to Uranus means that this new sense of self, this newness that rings true to our heart, this new expression of ourselves is meant to bring us out of our comfort zone. And there's going to be resistance either from within or from the people around us. Because you will notice, especially over the next month or two, how people are going to begin showing up differently to life. And this is going to manifest in very Leo ways. So people are going to change their hairstyle. They're going to change their style in general. They're going to perhaps take dance classes or, you know, painting classes or anything where they're expressing their creativity. But what that really means is that they are allowing themselves to touch a different part of themselves that they didn't have the courage to before. And so, yes, it may manifest in taking a dance class. But taking that dance class, it has taken years to find the courage to take that dance class. To cutting your hair and dyeing it a certain color, it has taken years to do that. Because really, the underpinning, the underlying essence of all of that is that we are finally listening to ourselves. We are getting in touch with our own sense of authority and no longer giving it away. This is why this new moon, in opposition to Pluto and Capricorn, that transformative energy that represents the status quo, is being debunked. And so if the status quo, if institutions, if what people in charge, quote unquote, have told us all along, if all of that is being debunked, then we come to the realization of, oh, okay, I can create my own reality. I can make my own decisions. And so this is where we recognize that we don't have to chase, that we don't have to be desperate, that we don't have to be codependent to anyone or anything, because we are creating a safe space within to recognize our power of authorship, our power of choice, our power of creation. Means that we are much more in touch with our feminine energy. And look, in a much bigger picture, the shift in paradigm, what Aquarius energy is doing, is essentially leaning us more towards a matriarch and leaving the patriarch behind. Matriarch, and I'm not saying that we're going to see this over the next couple of years, but we will see it within the next 10, 20, definitely 30. The shift in consciousness, this collective shift in energy, is leaning more towards feminine energy. What are my needs? How do I nourish myself first in order to nourish those around me? How do I collaborate? How do I create community? How do I create a team? How do I parent myself in a way that I wasn't parented before? Do you see what I'm saying? This new moon is so important in that the fact that it's going to fully culminate in January of 2022 means that we are really going to, this new moon has the potential to see us in a completely different space, not just physical, but internal in January. We are in the process of assimilating all of the commotion that we went through in May and June. And now we're coming out the other end and saying, okay, this is what feels like home. This is what feels nourishing. This is what really cultivates a sense of peace and calm and safety within me. We are seeking to feel safe in our lives. And this can manifest in many ways. Think about it. If you work for a company, you don't always feel safe working for a company because there's always this reality, I'm replaceable. it doesn't necessarily feel safe, and it doesn't matter how hard I work because anything can happen and I'm replaceable. My God, feeling safe in relationships. I think we've all been there where we feel unsafe in relationship. It doesn't feel like a nourishing home. It doesn't feel like somewhere where we can cultivate our truest and most genuine self. And guys, this isn't about just being the best self. In my humble opinion, being our best self shifts from day to day. And that is very appropriate to the energy of the moon, because the moon switches signs every 2.5 days. So if that's true, then our best self is only in present moment. It's not about reaching that ideal. Yes, we use our imagination and we lean into things that we never really dared to lean into before. And we go towards those dreams. But we have to be mindful of what those dreams mean to us. I was watching a video recently. And someone, he was a creative, and he does, you know, he exposes his work in many different ways. He said that he sells his work not to be the best in his field, not to beat anyone out, but because to him, the best version of himself is to live in a building in downtown Los Angeles that gives him a view of the city. That's it. His creativity, the reason why he does what he does, is just so that he can have a nice view to get to every single day after he works. It has nothing to do with making millions of dollars. It has nothing to do with beating the competition. It has nothing to do with living this lavish lifestyle. All he wants is a view that makes him feel inspired. So what I'm trying to tell you with this is that when we dare to dream big, that we are much more intentional about what dreaming big means to us. Because look, here's another example, and I'll be very honest with you. I used to work in law firms as a paralegal. I made really good money as a paralegal. I worked in really, really interesting cases with incredibly intelligent people. I have been in rooms where I have felt inspired by people's intelligence, by people's approach. It was great, but it got to a point where I was just exhausted. That wasn't my calling anymore. And so when I left that behind, I had to leave that money behind too. And I'll be very honest with you. I don't make what I used to make when I worked as a paralegal. I don't. I make less. I make a living. I live comfortably, but I don't make what I used to make then. And so my intention behind what I envisioned for myself changed. It was no longer about working at that law firm, working on those cases, working with those attorneys, being in that building, being in that courtroom. It wasn't about that anymore. It was about me being at home in my little work corner, recording audios, teaching people about astrology. The intention was no longer about meeting a status quo that gave me a certain cachet, if you will. I'm an astrologer. Some people look at me really weird when I say that. And I couldn't care less, because this is what rings true to me. This is what rings true to my heart. And so this is what I mean with dreaming big, dreaming expansively. We have to be intentional with what that means to us, because the last 2 months, that's what they have been about. Okay? So in the audios below, I will go over the horoscope for each sign. I hope this is helpful, and please have an amazing, beautiful new moon. Catch you soon.